looking for downloading the Casey Student Insider series, the interview series, with Dr. Daniel Bailey of Casey's, who is the chair of the Physical Activity for Health Division at Casey's. This is presented to you by Victoria Tidmus, member of the Physiology and Nutrition Division for and member of the Student Advisory Group. And also we have Annabelle Skidmore, who is a postgraduate representative of the Physical Activity for Health Division. This podcast is produced on behalf of the Chartered Association of Sport and Exercise Sciences 2026. Dr. Daniel Bailey, Honorary Fellow of Casey's, Chair of the Physical Activity for Health Division, and also is a reader in Sedentary Behaviour and Health at Brunel University London. And he is here today to talk about his career, his involvement with Casey's, and the opportunities available to students like us.
So firstly, Dan, could you just tell us a little bit about your academic and professional journey and what first drew you into sport and exercise science?
Yeah, sure. Pleasure to be on the podcast. Thanks for inviting me to talk. My area of interest in terms of going into physical activity and health all started back in my college days. So I'd done a BTEC in sport and fitness. And then after that 2-year course, I had an opportunity to do a top-up year to make that into an undergraduate degree in applied sports science. And then I got an opportunity to go to University of Bedfordshire to do that top-up year, which I found really interesting. I did always have in my mind when I was at college that I'd go into the health and fitness industry and go into a career around personal training, exercise referral, that kind of an area. But then when I was doing the top-up year for my degree, I really got interested in the physical activity and health module that I had to study. And during that module, one of my lecturers had an opportunity to come up with some funding to fund a master's by research after that degree was going to be finishing, and encouraged me to apply for that. So I applied, and then naturally I went from doing the undergraduate degree onto doing this MSc by research, which I found really interesting. And essentially it was a project looking at physical activity levels in children and adolescents, and going out to schools in a local area, delivering interventions to try and get the children more active. Found that really, really exciting, and it really got me engaged in wanting to do research going forward as part of my career. So that then led on to a PhD, which was a continuation of the same project. And that sort of brought me then to wanting to carry on doing research, and also wanted to go into doing teaching as well, because I had an opportunity to do that during my PhD. And following my PhD, I'd done a year as a postdoc at Great Ormond Street Hospital, and was involved in a physical activity and lung function project that was being delivered through that hospital. And then I came back to the University of Bedfordshire, where I'd done my undergraduate degree and my PhD. And I then returned to take up my first lectureship position, which was in health, nutrition and exercise. And I stayed there for a number of years, progressing on to being a senior lecturer in that subject area, and then moved to Brunel University about 6 years ago now. And that's where I still am.
Yeah, brilliant. I guess you've touched upon this a little bit and how your early student days sort of shifted from what you originally thought you'd be doing. But how has your career path sort of evolved since the student days? And was there any unexpected turns, I guess, along the way that you didn't foresee?
Yeah, so I suppose it's similar to the conversations I have with a number of students in knowing that you're interested in a particular area, but not really sure what you want to do after your degree. Mm-hmm. So that's what I found when I was doing, well, my college course, because my career I suppose aspirations then changed from working in the health and fitness industry to actually let's do a top-up year to get my undergraduate degree. And then during that top-up year, completely changing what I wanted to do as a career, I wanted to go into research instead. I suppose before I'd done that final degree year, I didn't really know what doing research was all about. I learned a lot more about it during that year. And then going into starting an MSc, and my MSc was just doing research. I didn't do any talk modules. I'd just done research on this particular research project. So that then really completely changed what I wanted to do. And I knew then that research was the area that I wanted to be involved with going forward.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Thank you.
So regarding being a KC's member and a representative, when did you first become aware of KC's or a member of KC's, and what made this appealing for you?
So I first became aware of KC's during my PhD. And I think the reason for taking up the membership was because there was an opportunity to present at one of what was then the BASES conferences. So I wanted to share the research I was doing during my PhD, and myself and other PhD students attended and presented at the BASES annual conference, and then took up membership as well. And I've been a member ever since. And we're talking about probably 14 years ago, something like that. And yeah, but before, during my undergraduate degree, I wasn't really aware of KC's. And it would have been good to have been made aware at that time to see what's available to me as a student before I then got to the stage of being a PhD student. But that said, once I did take up membership, yeah, opportunities to attend conferences at discounted rates and present at conferences is really good. But then also really important benefit that I've had is networking with other people that I otherwise wouldn't have. I think it would very much be siloed, just networking people in my own university. Being involved with KC's, it gave me an opportunity to network with students from other universities and get to share experiences and build a bit of a community, or be part of a community that way.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. That's really good. That's kind of, I feel like that's a general kind of vibe as well for most members that we talk to. So yeah, really good. Thank you. So how has serving as a KC's representative and now the chair of the Physical Activity for Health Division contributed to your professional identity and credibility within kind of sport and exercise science or physical activity for health?
Yeah, so I've been involved with Physical Activity for Health Division committee for a number of years now. I first took on the role of membership rep for the committee. So I was tasked with doing everything possible to increase the membership base and make sure we're providing our members benefits that are going to be of value to them. Following doing that role for a couple of years, I then took on deputy chair of the committee. And done that for a few years, and then took up role as chair of the Physical Activity for Health Division Committee. In terms of how that's helped build my professional identity and credibility, well, I've already touched on the fact that we're able to then network outside of just where you're either studying or working. So I'm able to share my experiences, the research that I'm doing, the different projects I'm involved with across a much broader spectrum of an audience. And that's just not just universities. We of course look after professional members who work out in the industry as well. So it's given me an opportunity to network with people working in the health and fitness industry, working within the NHS, for example, or community health organisations, to both promote and develop mutual partnerships and benefits between the industries and cases, but also has helped build my credibility, not just as a researcher, but as someone working in the sector who's looking to implement our findings from our research into real world practice. And I've been able that being able to network through cases has been a real benefit in that respect.
Lovely. That's brilliant. So with working with cases, what kind of skills or insights have you developed through working with the committee, being a representative, and how do you think you would have gained these skills elsewhere or with other associations?
I think some of the things that I've really learned and developed from involvement of cases, I don't think I would have got anywhere else, is really understanding the sector in terms of the sport and exercise science field and industry. Working at a university, yes, I understand what universities do in terms of training students to go and work in the field and undertaking research, of course. But understanding what individuals do in professional roles out in the industry is relevant to sport and exercise science. I've really helped build my knowledge around that from my involvement with cases. So that involves, for example, understanding how governing bodies work in sport, understanding how policymakers and different stakeholders work to develop policy guidelines, standards for professional practice. That could be in relation to clinical care guidelines, for example, public health guidelines, and cases has played a key role in some of these guidelines, and I've been able to be involved with some of that work from my involvement with cases. So I think there's some real unique insight opportunities to develop my understanding like that through involvement with cases. And just also think about other things I get as a member that I wouldn't necessarily otherwise have exposure to, is being kept up to date with key movements or changes, advancements to different career paths and professional roles in the sport and exercise science industry. Cases is really good at keeping members updated in relation to that, but also as the professional body for sport and exercise sciences, Cases is it really lays the foundations for what different career roles look like within the sector. So I've really been able to start to understand that, and I've been able to then share that kind of information with the students that I teach. So I think there's some key offerings that have been helpful to me in a number of ways from cases.
Brilliant. So yeah, so it's that broadness of opportunities and linking research, careers and clinical practice, as well as everything in between. So yeah, brilliant. You also hold the professional post-nominal honorary fellow of Cases. For those students that are maybe not familiar, could you explain what this represents and what receiving this recognition has meant to you personally and professionally?
Yeah, of course. So it's an honour to be given that post-nominal title. And you get the honorary fellow or fellow recognition of Cases in recognition of the contributions that you've made to Cases, but also the wider sport and exercise science field. So with my involvement of Cases over a number of years through my different committee representative roles, I've also been involved with a number of other Cases related initiatives, that have really helped develop Katie's as an organisation, and in particular what the Physical Activity for Health division does for Katie's and its members. And then from a broader sport and exercise science perspective, I of course teach students that then go on to work in professional roles in our sector, and also undertake a number of different research practices, and have been able to influence and develop national and international physical activity guidelines, for example. So we get this honorary fellow of Casey's recognition for undertaking that kind of work, and it's been a real pleasure to be awarded it, and it's presented at the annual conference alongside the other several fellows, so these get awarded on an annual basis, and it's really good to just be recognised for the kind of contributions that you're making to Casey's and the wider field. I think I would just encourage anybody else to try and do everything they can to move forward in their career, but make contributions to the wider sector or field as well. And then you can be fortunate enough that it might lead to this kind of recognition. That it's something that I'm definitely proud of.
Yeah, good. So yeah, the amount of work that you've done for Casey's over the years, you've definitely deserved. It's a really good kind of, your portfolio is massive. So yeah, it's very deserved.
So you mentioned earlier a little bit about the benefits of being part of Casey's. So in terms of students, when would you suggest for sport and exercise students particularly to join Casey's in their academic journey?
I'd definitely suggest that they join Casey's right at the start of their degree, if they're studying an undergraduate degree. It would have been great if I'd have been aware of Casey's when I first started out studying as a student, but I wasn't. It's not something I became aware of until I was doing a PhD. But it's something that I talk to my students about early on in their first year, because I think being aware of the kind of career paths that can be taken and the kind of knowledge skills that need to be developed, I think students should be aware of that early on, and that can then help shape what they might focus on throughout their degree and help them build up the right kind of work experience, for example, that they can have on their CV ready for when they graduate and want to go out to work.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. I think if I'd known about it earlier, that would have helped too. And I guess for current student members considering getting more involved with Casey's, what impact do you think that active engagement can have on their long-term career development?
Yeah, so I already spoke about a number of benefits for myself for being involved with Casey's. But for students, if they're able to get involved with some committee work, for example, or other initiatives that Casey's might have available to them, I think it really helps enhance their CV. It shows that they're engaging with industry organisations. They can demonstrate that they have an understanding of the sector and any particular area that they're doing the work within. And I think potential employers going forward are going to be really impressed by having that kind of work on the CV. So it's something I would definitely recommend that students consider getting involved with.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I guess, touching on that, if you were, I guess, speaking directly to a student who's maybe unsure whether to a Casey's membership is for them and worth the time or the cost, what would you say to them particularly?
Yeah, if someone's unsure, then definitely look to get more information. So you can go onto the Casey's website and look to see what Casey's does as an organisation, but then also what members get out of Casey's, what benefits there are for being a member. Also, speak to somebody that is currently a Casey's member to understand what is it that they get from being involved with Casey's And then the student can then decide if that's something that they think they could benefit from going forward.
Brilliant, thank you. So I guess looking more at the work that the Physical Activity for Health division is doing now and how it hopes to engage student members, could you give us an overview of the key aims and current priorities of the division and why this area is so important right now?
Yeah, sure. So our division has got a few key aims that we're working on as a group. One of those is around promoting the importance of physical activity for public health and within healthcare to improve the health of individuals and communities. And one of the ways that we're looking to do that is through partnership working with policymakers, local healthcare organisations, for example, to work with them to understand how best to implement physical activity within the services they provide or within the policies or guidelines that they develop. So that's one of the key areas that we're working on, and we have some active partnerships currently underway in that respect. And what we're hoping is that from the kind of work that we're promoting through those partnerships, that we can help increase physical activity in individuals, communities, and the population as a whole. One of the other areas that we're really driving forward as a division is supporting education and CPD, so continued professional development. To help meet the demand that there is for high quality sport and exercise practitioners working in the sector. So we in particular put on a number of educational and CPD activities on a continual basis throughout the year that are focused on individuals who are interested in the physical activity for health area. So that might include webinars, for example. We have a division day every year as well. We also contribute to the scientific program for the CAESI's annual and student conference as well. A number of different initiatives to really help drive physical activity for health within our sector, and to also support the individuals who want to study and work in that particular area as well.
Thank you. That's really informative. And I guess you mentioned a few things there, but I guess specifically for student members, what opportunities are there for them to get involved with the division itself, whether that's, as you say, volunteering, events, research, etc.?
Sure. So any student members of CAESI's who tick that they're interested in the physical activity for health discipline area, they will receive all communications that are related to physical activity for health. So that might be, for example, webinar opportunities that are available, but also opportunities for students themselves to get involved. So it might be answering surveys to collect their information and feedback on different aspects or different projects or initiatives that CAESI's wants to move forward with. We also do run a physical activity for health division day on an annual basis. Our student committee reps get involved with helping plan and organise and make that day a success. There are opportunities across different divisions and our division for students to get involved to represent student body on that particular committee of CAESI's. And then we also have networking events and webinars that may be student focused or have opportunities for students to attend. And they can then contribute their own experiences, their own ideas around what we should be doing as a division, for example. They might have opportunities to network with others, or there might be subject specific or topic specific sessions or events that are being put on, and students can come and contribute and learn from those opportunities as well. And one key thing I must emphasize is the annual conference that we have as well. And We really encourage students to attend the annual conference, and especially if they can present work, if they're in their final year, present their dissertation work, because that's a really good opportunity to develop a number of different skills in relation to presenting, networking, answering questions, but also to then benefit from all the other offerings within the conference as well, to help develop their education and the skills and knowledge that they need going forward in their careers.
That's brilliant. Yeah, so lots of opportunities to get involved. Thank you.
So recently you were involved in an article or blog post, correct me if I'm wrong, with the involvement of the NHS's 10-year plan, and how it, so could you explain that a little bit and your role within that, and how potentially this could impact on like the job market or the skills needed for students looking to go out into the field?
Yeah, so last year, so July 2025, the government published its 10-year plan for the NHS in England. And they highlighted a number of different aspects that they wanted to focus on. And there were three key shifts, and that was from sickness to prevention, from hospital to community, and from analogue to digital. And myself, alongside Dr. Steph Stockwell and Dr. Hayley Mills, on the Physical Activity for Health Division Committee, we put together a blog or a commentary, really, to emphasise the role physical activity has to play in this new NHS 10-year plan. And we were really making a case that physical activity, of course, is essential, crucial in prevention of a whole range of different health conditions. So really, really making the case that physical activity needs to be embedded within this new 10-year plan to help with that prevention of health conditions. And part of that can be physical activity that can be an exercise that can be delivered within the community. So through the health and fitness industry, for example, out of leisure centres, different community hubs where physical activity could be offered, and really making a case that, you know, physical activity and exercise professionals should be consulted and drawn upon in terms of developing the strategy and implementing this NHS 10-year plan. And I think what's going to happen going forward is that there's going to be a much higher demand and need for physical activity and exercise professionals, both out in the community, but also within the NHS, to help with the prevention of these long-term health conditions, but also the management of long-term health conditions. And we've already seen that movement with the role of clinical exercise physiology, which are now a recognised profession within the NHS. And I see that role becoming more and more popular as it grows. It only became a recognised role very recently, so it's going to come more and more opportunities for students to go into those roles going forward. And I think another key part in terms of the NHS plan to move from analogue to digital, well, we know that there are a whole range of health and fitness apps out there that's there for people to track their physical activity and support them with setting and achieving goals. And we know that they can be used as part of effective interventions to get people to move more. So if we can use that to get specific population groups moving more to benefit their health, then it of course makes sense that that should go into part of the NHS plan to really shift from sickness to prevention. Has a really strong role to play there. So we're hoping that this blog is going to be picked up by relevant individuals, and we'll also promote it as widely as possible and look at what other work we can do going forward to make sure that a physical activity plays a central role to putting in place this 10-year plan.
Yeah, great. It was a good read as well. I really enjoyed reading it. And also it just, as you said, it highlights the physical activity need and obviously importance. But again, it just highlights the different avenues of career paths that students can go down. And yeah, it was, yeah, really great work.
I guess then, like bringing this all together, then Dan, looking back, what would you say you're most proud of in your career?
I'll say a couple of things. So my job role, primarily involves teaching and research, and I'm really pleased to see that I've taught hundreds of students over the years, and it's been really good to see a number of those go on to some fantastic careers, both in the sports industry, but then also health and fitness industry. I've gone on to work in healthcare, and it's just great to see students right from the start of their degree progressing through their degree, and then to see them go out into the real world and really take up some important jobs that are valuable to themselves, but also the people that they're working with. So it's been great to see that, that trajectory for a whole range of different students over the years. And then I'm also, proud of the work I've done in terms of research and really being able to contribute important knowledge in the field in terms of making the case for physical activity and sedentary behaviour having a key role in prevention and management of different long-term conditions, and helping to develop interventions that have been taken into the health and fitness industry, into healthcare, and have also informed national and international physical activity guidelines as well.
Yeah, brilliant. What a career. And I guess while we're on the topic of physical activity, what's your go-to way of staying active when work gets a bit busy, let's say?
So, real good trick that I came across a number of years ago. I have so many emails come in every day. And actually, one thing I quite often do now is to make sure I fit in a workout, a cardio-based workout, regularly throughout the week. I save up my emails on some days, and then I'll wait until later on in the day, and I'll get on an exercise bike. And I will sit and do my emails on my phone while I'm on the bike. So, sort of ticking away, getting work done while still keeping up my fitness. So, that's something I do fairly regularly now on a week-to-week basis.
Brilliant. That's
Thank
very
you.
productive.
Okay, that's it for today. You've been listening to the KC Student Insider, the interview series with Dr. Daniel Bailey of KC's Chair of the Physical Activity for Health Division. A big thank you for your insights and time today. Really appreciate it. And this has been presented to you by Student Advisory Group, myself, Victoria Tidmus, and Annabelle Skidmore. If you're looking for any more information, please visit www.kcs.org.uk to find out more about student memberships and what's to offer. This podcast was produced on behalf of the Chartered Association of Sport and Exercise Sciences 2026.